Hallelujah. Do you have a great time in the Holy Ghost business? You don't sound like it. Hallelujah. Have your seat. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Romans 1. Tonight we will be participating in the things of the Spirit together. And just stay on that keyboard for some time. Just for some time. Whichever one of you, just briefly for some time. And then one of the vital truths about the New Testament and the epistles is the ministry of laying on of hands. If you're a pastor, endeavor to practice this truth often. Now, in Romans 1, Paul, Romans 1, in verse 10, making request, if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. So he had to go physically. He says, for I long to see that I might impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now, there was something about this that couldn't be done except he was physically present. To share here, which is the word impart, means for you to receive of my ministry. It's not that I'm giving you something, in as much as I'm going to grant you, but it's actually to partake of the ministry of Paul physically. He's not talking about just an instruction. Oftentimes you write the letter. You write a letter to them and you instruct them. But this time around, that's not what he's saying. He's saying, I will physically be present to share of my ministry. That's why, no matter how much you watch online, I'm sorry for all of you watching me, this cannot happen until you are physically present there. You have to be there present. In 1 Timothy 4:14, Paul says to Timothy, neglect not the gift which was given thee by the laying on of, by prophecy, and the laying on of hands of the elders. They were physically present. In 2 Timothy 1:6, it says the same thing. Stir up the gift of God, which was given thee by the putting on of my hands. So that means he's sharing his ministry with Timothy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The laying of hands is a very vital ministry. Hands were laid in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, and spiritual things were communicated. Hands were laid in Acts. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, in Acts 13, after utterance was given, utterance had been given already. Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work we have told you. That should have been sufficient. Yet, they still laid hands after the instruction, then sent them away. Why? Because that's how that impartation happens. After giving the prophecy, you can write prophecy, you can send it by text, but laying of hands, you have to be there. Online ministry can never take the place of the local church. Tonight, I'll lay hands on you. I've taught you how to respond to the things of the Spirit, right? You pray in the Spirit, right? You respond by joy. You mustn't be found watching others. I say it like this. There's nothing in my life as a minister that I cannot trace to a meeting I attended and hands laid on me. That's a fact. Sometimes the hands that will be laid on you will be your contemporaries. Get that. Tonight I'm going to lay hands on everybody. And I know there's a vision we carry. I carry it alongside many, for the nations of the world, for Nigeria, particularly Africa. And I'm going to share that as I lay hands on as many of you who have sent something for the work of the ministry. You will see things. You will. You will. Confusion is dispelled already. So direction is here. And you will see things. One thing I know is this. You will teach the word of God with brilliance. Brilliance. When I say brilliance, I mean you will brilliantly teach the word. Something is also going to happen in 12 months. Pastor Willie, get up. Pastor Willie, please get up. He's a point of contact for me. This man of God is an answer to prayer. I won't tell you now what I mean. But himself and other people here, where the message will be in every language, you will be multiplied in this nation. In this nation, you will be multiplied. That is in different languages. What we are doing, we are going to have a camp meeting in Yoruba. Right? The word of God will be taught. The Holy Ghost will flow. And he is God's man. Not me. He is God's man. God showed us what we knew it was not us. He is God's man. And there are many people like that tonight. So you don't copy people's ministries. Follow what is in your heart. Amen. So he's a point of contact. But as I lay hands, those things will come. So don't leave your seat. I'll get to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll get to you. Something will drop. It's compulsory. Hallelujah. It's compulsory. Amen. Let's stand to our feet, everybody. Just lift your hands and worship Jesus. Look unto Jesus tonight. Zavateda su, Zavateda su.